The Upper Frederick Township Board of Supervisors, regular monthly meeting, October 12, 2023. Let's please stand and pledge the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we'll just start with the hearing. Okay. Do you want to
open it?
If you would.
Mr. Chairman and members of the public, we're opening a hearing this evening. It was advertised to begin at 7 p.m., a public hearing related to the approval to execute the franchise renewal agreement with Comcast for the cable franchise agreement. The notice of the hearing was published. I'm entering as Exhibit Township 1, the public notice, which was published in a newspaper of general circulation and also at the township. Also entering Exhibit Township 2, which is proof of publication in the Mercury on in accordance with the requirements for advertising. And that proof of publication, again, is Exhibit T2. The purpose of this evening's hearing is to allow the public to provide comment on the renewal of the franchise agreement. One of the areas of public comment is related to past performance of Comcast. So at this time, I'd like to open the room to comments regarding Comcast past performance, if there are any. Okay, hearing none, close that public comment period. And then as far as public comment in general, with respect to the ordinance authorizing the supervisors to execute the renewal agreement with Comcast. Okay, hearing none, we'll close that public comment. And with that, I will close the hearing on the ordinance, and the time is 7:02.
Okay. We're good to move to the regular meeting?
Good.
Okay. All right. So regular monthly meeting, public comment period. Do we have any public comments? Okay. Moving on. Minutes. Approval of September 14th, 2023 meeting minutes. Any comments on the minutes?
Not for me.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to approve the September 14th minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Treasurer's report, bills to be paid.
All right. Before you, you have the treasurer's report for the month of September. Basically, the revenue collections are ahead of the budget for the month of September. So we're looking good there. General fund collections are $1,240,014. Revenue collections are at 88.93% for the year. Current real estate tax collections are at 99.66% of the budget. Earned income taxes are trending higher than budgeted and are at 81.31% of the budget. And interest income is at 186.76% of the budget. Again, we've had great interest rates that have sustained much longer than we anticipated. Expenditures are trending under budget, with total general fund expenditures as of the end of September at $962,833, which is 70.46% of budgeted expenditures for the year. The general fund is owed money from both Perkiomen Crossing and Ivy Ridge for bills and payroll paid in August and September, but have not yet been transferred.
All right, any questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented and file for audit. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. Before you, you have the bills to be paid. The total is $186,414.68.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
No comments.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to approve payment of the bills totaling $186,414.68 and to advance to the treasurer the funds to pay any needed bills or expenditures, to save penalties or accrue interest and payroll prior to the Board of Supervisors regular meeting on November 9th, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Emergency services.
All right. For Plymouth Ambulance, they had 22 calls in the month of September, 12 of which were for Frederick Living. Looks like we have people from Fire Company. Did you guys want to give your monthly report? Or?
Yeah, I'll give it.
Okay.
We had 11 calls for the month. With that, effective on Tuesday at noon, Pat Corcoran has resigned as fire chief. Moving forward, the remaining line officers of Doug Kenna, who's our deputy chief, Jeff Steinwin, his assistant, Nathan, who's captain, Hanson, and Jason Parkins, who is lieutenant, will be handling the duties until the body decides how they want to handle the chief position.
Okay.
Do you want me to do emergency management since we're in the drill?
Sorry, there'll be no disruption in the fire services to the community and the residents?
No, no disruption at all.
Okay.
Yeah, if you would, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks.
As far as emergency management, on September, it was at 26th, we had a federally mandated drill for a Limerick generating station. So we were evaluated by both PEMA, Pennsylvania Emergency Management, and FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. We have not heard back yet. The county didn't make a remark that, you know, they heard nothing, but generally good remarks from the entire county. The evaluator did note some things as to how we were dealing with things, but at the end of the day, we came to the conclusion we were supposed to. So we have a little bit of work to do with our EOP, which is out of date. And then there's a proclamation that has to be done since none of the supervisors have signed the one that's on file. Are part of the board, so we need to do another one, so I will get with Tracy on that and get something hopefully for you guys by the next month. Okay. And once I know how we did, I'll forward that off.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Water sewer plant reports?
All the plants are running well. No violations to report. Did have a DEP inspection at Perkiom Crossing, unannounced, and that went well. He was happy with everything.
Okay.
Got new DO sensors on both trains installed and working.
New booster pump.
Yep, new booster pump on the water plant. That's working really well. Really good. And we went and visited another plant that had a filter system, a fabric filter system, instead of our sand filter. And looks like that's the way to go. We upgrade.
It's just an extra $100,000, yeah, though.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Public Works.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give the Public Works report. Steve got held up. They did a lot of seasonal mowing this past month, especially along the roads. Did a lot of road edge maintenance on Gottschalk, Faust, and Kaiser. They helped prepare for Community Day festivities. Did a lot of line striping, meter reading, road base repair maintenance, and work orders as requested. The road mower did have a sensor issue. It was under warranty, so that got repaired. And he notes here that his F-550 will be needing to be sent for some starting issues. The replacement that we've ordered for that is getting pushed to February of 2024. So that's basically going to be 18 months from the time we ordered it. So that's pretty far out. And you may have noticed out in the at the backside of the playground, the guys started leveling out and for the new piece of equipment that's scheduled to arrive next week.
Okay. Okay. Civil engineers report.
Okay, LTL is LTL has updated the engineers report for the month of October. I can certainly answer any questions that you have. The main change was, or the main update was the Faust and Sweesford project, but that's a separate line item, so I could discuss it at that point. But if you have any questions, I'd certainly be able to talk about that.
Okay. Any questions?
Sounds good.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Building inspector zoning report.
The report is in front of you and out in the hallway. The zoning building inspector processed 7 permits in the month of September and had 15 inspections. We do have the property owner at Perkiomenville in Deep Creek has returned to living in her van on the property. So we'll be talking to the solicitor about high weeds there and some issues with an uninhabitable property, essentially.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any questions? Okay. So are you good?
Yeah, that was so when I first started, I guess in March or whatever, that was a topic of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So she's back now, and
right. So she left for a few months, and she just recently returned, and so our code enforcement has had some communication with her, and so he's kind of outlined some strategies that he wants to run past the solicitor, as far as kind of the most effective way to kind of deal with that.
Okay. All right. Planning Commission.
There was no meeting in September.
Regional Planning Commission.
Jared, did you make it to the last one?
Yes. Sorry.
That's okay.
Not much to discuss. But I think the board needs to consider us not being part of that anymore. A, because they don't want to come up here. Like, they asked who wanted to do it next year. I said, we could do it here. And they're like, no, Upper Frederick is too far for anybody to drive.
Hmm.
Like, I drive from Upper Frederick to you guys. Like, not that bad. So, I know it has its benefits for some things, but I don't think going to those meetings has did nothing, but this should have been an email for the last 2 years.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to agree with Jared. For the last several years, like, what we get out of those meetings, I kind of question how valuable it is. You know, all the other municipalities in the Regional Planning Commission are part of Perk Valley School District, so kind of the focus is down there. And early on, when I would attend the meetings, like back in 2007, 8, 9, I felt like we had some kind of common projects that we really focused on, but right now I feel like they're sort of scrounging for things to do to kind of justify themselves. And a few years ago, they used to meet monthly, and you know, we were like, you don't need to meet monthly. So then it dropped back to every other month.
Oh, it's monthly.
Is it monthly again?
Except for 2 months out of the summer.
Right. Okay. So it's back to monthly. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the advantage of having it originally, being part of it originally, was that we could share certain zoning uses that were sort of considered to be undesirable. We can revisit that and see how valuable that seems, but we can also adopt some language in our zoning ordinance that basically says anything not specifically listed here can go in our industrial district or something along those lines, just to make sure we capture all uses that we have to accommodate. So if you want, I can, you know, chat with Jared and we can kind of do a little assessment of kind of the pros and cons, if you'd like us to do that.
Yeah.
We can discuss it next month.
Be part of that every year too.
What's that?
It does cost us to be part of
it. It does, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah, it's typically $2,500 to $3,000 a year.
Okay. Well, yeah, why don't you guys, I mean, unless you guys think otherwise,
no,
I think you should look into it.
So, all right, so we'll kind of, I'll touch base with you on pros and cons, if that's all right.
Okay. All right, Parks and Rec.
Well, we had Community Day. We didn't have rain, which was great, but we sort of had the effects of all the rain leading up to it. So we had to kind of at the last minute reorganize things, and I know there was a little chaos as far as who was going where and stuff. I think overall it went well. Not as big a turnout as the past, but that could be that there were just a lot of different community days going on in the region. I think I saw on Senator Penichuk's website that she went to 7 different community days that day in the area. So, but overall it seemed pretty positive. We are, I think I mentioned this a little bit briefly with the Public Works report, we are expecting to receive the new playground probably next week, and then hopefully it'll get installed in the next couple weeks following that. So next week the Parks Board will be looking at some thoughts about fencing around the playground, because what we have there is falling apart and it's not really secure, so they'll be taking a look at options for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was down here. I think I would just like to mention Kate, Tracy, Steve, and the Parks and Recs Committee. You know, just applaud them, because it was a nice event, even though it was not overcrowded. I mean, there was a lot of foot traffic, but like Tracy said, there was a lot of. I know Limerick had a food truck event going on, and several other townships had everything going on that day, but the setup and you know the commitment for the time going into it is tremendous, and I think you deserve a round of applause. Tell everybody they did a great job, please.
Thanks. We'll pass that on.
Thank you. And then you also had to deal with the rearranging things as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had the contractor who for years has provided the climbing wall, the bungee jump, and the inflatable tell us 3 days before that he was double booked and we were the losers. So that was less than fun as well, but it worked out. We got through it, and
all right, thank you. Manager update.
Kind of talked about several things. We were having some issues with IP address for the new website. It sounds like IT has gotten that worked out with PSATs. It was more of a blockage from Comcast, I think. There was something going on. But anyway, I think based on the emails I saw today, I think they've resolved it and we should be able to start moving forward again. We talked about the playground. It was mentioned that Pat Corcoran resigned as a fire chief. Just like to, I guess, you know, he's not here, but thank him for his service to the community. And I did get a call today from DEP that it seems, I guess, Pert Crossing has a new waste hauler who might not be recycling what they're supposed to be recycling. So I'm following up on that to see what's going on.
Hmm.
Somebody put an airdrop in their recycling and it got tracked to a landfill.
Oh.
So we'll get that worked out.
Okay. Anything else?
I think those are the big things.
Okay. Any questions?
Okay. What's the roll-off time for the new website?
I don't know yet. I've got to see. I just saw the emails kind of rolling through today and didn't get a chance to really jump into them. I'm going to try to get on it so we can really make that transition.
All right. Okay, and we talked about the hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, new business. Ordinance 2023-02, Comcast franchise renewal, adoption of Comcast franchise agreement.
So I have a copy of the ordinance and the franchise agreement. We'd be looking for a motion from the supervisors to approve the ordinance and authorize the chairman to execute the franchise agreement.
Okay. If I'm executing, can I still make the motion? Or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Okay. Unless anybody's got an issue with it, I was going to proceed with that.
No, we've okay. gone through this over and over.
All right, then I will make a motion to approve Ordinance 2023-02, Comcast Fire Franchise Renewal. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Certificates of Deposit Reinvesting Opportunities.
So, Linda, our treasurer, is recommending that we reinvest $150,000 of funds that we have available in the water fund for Per Gilman Crossing. She talked to the person that we use to facilitate these reinvestments, and he indicated that rates are around 5.7 to 5.95% right now. So the recommendation is to invest the $150,000 of water funds into a one-year CD at the best rate available, basically tomorrow. He'll get us the current rates and, you know, of, you know, allowable investments for governments, and then we'll pick the best rate for that 1 year.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments?
Nope.
Any public comments? Okay, then I will make a motion to invest the $150,000 of the water funds into a one-year CD at the best available rate. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Authorization to award contract for Ivy Ridge Sewer Plant driveway paving.
So this is kind of the final piece of the emergency that we had there a couple months ago, where they had to dig up all the lines and replace the electric and the communication line. It was encased in concrete, but part of that process, they had to dig out the driveway to do the work. So we need to get that repaved to protect these lines. The best price that we got, Steve did call several contractors. He got two proposals. The best price is from Saxon Sons in the amount of $18,145.50, which is the recommendation.
Okay. Okay. Any questions or comments?
So there was one out of three that replied.
Actually, we got a second reply today, and that bid was for $34,824. And Steve did reach out to three other contractors who did not give us a proposal.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any comments? Okay. Then I will make a motion to authorize Township Manager to execute an agreement with Saxon Sons in the amount of $18,145.50 to pave the driveway at Ivy Ridge Sewer Plant. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Acceptance of Faust and Sweet Ford Road projects completed by Saxon Sons and authorized final payment.
Norm, did you want to give a little overview?
Sure. Going by memory, I didn't bring the recommendation letter, but we were under budget overall, I think about $5,000-$6,000, and there was actually a little bit of base repair on the other side of Little Road on Faust Road that Steve was looking to have done, and because it was in contract and we already had a unit price, it worked out really well. They had no problem doing it. So even including that 50 yards of base repair, we're still under budget. Sweetsford Road, essentially what we did was mill the road up because the road was too far gone, graded it, and then put down a binder and a wearing course on that to kind of raise it up, give the roadside swales a little bit more capacity. Steve and the crew did some base drain along the side of the road to try to alleviate a drainage flooding prone area. There's a lot of rain that comes off of that field there from the SPCA. So that turned out real well. And then as far as Faust goes, we did series of pipes and inlets that the township was looking to do. Put a couple driveway cross pipes in, did some base repair there, and then did an overlay on Faust as well. And then, so we've got a swale coming down along the majority of the one side of the road, removed a bunch of trees. It looks a whole lot better. Just a lot more open from a visibility standpoint, so on and so forth. And then, like I said, the driveway pipes we put in are concrete. We're not going to have to worry about them crushing, especially the one particular property has a lot of heavy equipment that comes in and out. So that'll handle that. The lower driveway cross pipe was sized to be able to handle a significant storm event. So that's all good. I think everything worked out really well with the property owners. And then we've got the riprap line swale from the lowest driveway down to the CO. But everything went well. And like I said, overall, we're under budget. So it seemed to go well.
And I'll just, really nicely. Yeah, it looks great. And it does. Yeah, I'll just add that the drainage that the Public Works guys did over on Sweetsford Road, they did that themselves. The farmer next door, Sid Palmer, actually called Steve today and said he thinks it's really working. Like, he's noticed a difference already. So, yeah, might not solve all the problems, but it sounds like it's moving in the right direction.
Okay. All right. Any questions, comments?
Nope.
Public comments? No. Okay. Motion authorize, and I'll make a motion to authorize final payment to accept the work on Faust and Sweetsford Road. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution 202309, authorization to apply for local share account grant in the amount of $1 million for a water and hydrant upgrade project in Perkiomen Crossing development.
So we had talked about this last week. We're moving forward with a $1.5 million upgrade project in Perkiomen Crossing, and talking to the engineers from Spott, Stevens, and McCoy, they think we should go ahead and apply for the maximum amount of $1 million from the local share account program at the state. That grant application is due at the end of November, so it's kind of a quick turnaround. So this is just to authorize us to move forward with that grant application.
Okay.
For that amount.
Questions or comments?
Nope.
Public comments on this issue? Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-09, authorizing the preparation and submission of a grant application for LSA funding in the amount of $1 million for a water system upgrade in Perkiomen Crossings. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Authorize Spott, Stevens, McCoy to prepare a grant application for the $1 million LSA grant program for the proposed water project for the amount not to exceed $4,000.
Right. So this is to have Spott, Stevens, McCoy prepare the grant application for us for the LSA funds. Yep. And the proposal is for $4,000.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Any public comments on this issue? No? Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to authorize Spott, Stevens, McCoy to prepare the LSA grant application requesting $1 million for an amount not to exceed $4,000. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Request from Montgomery County to contribute $84,576 toward farm preservation of 855 Perkiomenville Road.
So the county is proposing, or they have offered to purchase to do a farm preservation of this property, and they are asking that the township contribute 15% of the cost, which is the $84,000. I do want to just note, when I looked at this application a little bit closer, the Scioto Creek runs through the lower portion of this property, and this property owns both sides of Scioto Creek. And our comprehensive plan does identify a public greenway over time to be developed along that stretch. And so by preserving this farm in this way, it will prohibit that segment of ever becoming a public greenway. I expressed this concern to the county, and they said, basically, kind of, too bad, it's the way this goes, and if you want to contact the property owner and buy it from them, you can do that before this gets recorded. I don't know, we're really not in a position to be able to do that. So I found that a bit disappointing that they went through this whole farm preservation process and didn't notify us until it was a done deal, right? So I reached out to Senator Pennychuk's office asking, you know, if she had any suggestions, and I didn't get a response back. So okay. I'm not quite sure what else to...
Now, let's describe what the greenway. What exactly does that entail?
So... I guess ultimately it's an opportunity to have maybe a pedestrian trail along the creek, you know, from one side to the other side of our township. On the lower Frederick side, they have, their plan shows a potential connection into our greenway, right? We have I think two kind of north southerly connections that are on the county plan, but nothing running this direction across the township. So, you know, from a pedestrian standpoint, and I'll just say, I mean, there's a chance it could never happen, but it's unfortunate to basically sort of eliminate it as a possibility in the future. You know, I think that's the thing that I feel like is a little bit short-sighted on the county's part, because, you know, when I said, well, our plan is, identifies this as a, you know, community resource, which, you know, could be just as important as farmland preservation, right? I mean, you got to balance all your different elements of priority. So I'm really not sure if we have any recourse at this point, because I think they've already made the offer to the property owner, and their plan is to move forward whether you decide to contribute 15% or not.
So. There is 15%.
They're asking you to contribute 15% towards the farm preservation cost, which is
$84,000. Okay. Questions or comments?
Honestly, we have never contributed in the past. I don't see spending taxpayers' monies to buy somebody else's property that we get nothing out of.
Right. Okay.
Is that the summation of it? Basically, we would be investing taxpayer money into a piece of property that the residents were and the township.
They can continue to farm it, but they just will never be able to develop it with homes. So basically, it's just purchasing their development rights away.
Right.
So.
Which is, you know, good for open space.
Which is good for open space.
If they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, when I looked at it, some of my concerns are, you know, a good portion of this property is not actually developable, and it's in a really low-density part of the township. So even if this property owner decided to move forward with development, I'm not sure they could really do a whole lot there.
How many acres?
84, I think. But because it's got the Scioto Creek through it, it's got riparian buffer on both sides. So that's the bottom swath of it. And then it's got a couple tributaries. It looks like they'll probably come up through it. So when you start applying those, there's not a whole lot. I mean, they could get a few homes out of it, but I'm not sure if it's as much as what the county's giving them credit for.
Right. What's the topography like? I mean, if the creek's going through, would it just like slope into it?
Yeah, I think so, because it's on that. Perkiomenville. It drops down and comes back up. So if you're heading that way, it's on the left side.
Yep.
It's that big farm there.
Okay.
One thing I was confused about is you had said, if I understood correctly, the conversation with the county was kind of like, you know, too bad, if you want it, buy it.
Right.
I think there's probably an easier way than buying it. You're going to be subdividing, you're going to be doing some engineering, surveying, all that kind of stuff. Why not
do something like a permanent easement just described from a certain distance from the center of the Scioto. And then they own the underlying property, but the township would...
Well, but we would still have to compensate them for that easement. And I'm not sure that the township has...
$84,000 if you decide to move forward with it, there's your compensation. You want.
I don't think the board wants to move forward with contributing
okay. Well,
to the
if
farm
they don't, yeah. I guess what I'm saying is maybe that's a way to have your cake and eat it too, because whether it's 2, 3, 4, or 5 homes or whatever that might be because of the topography, and
right.
you're certainly right. I mean, it could be wetland area, it could be buffers, all of those kind of things, but 84 acres, you're paying $1,000 an acre to not have anything happen there. But if the concern is possibly losing the greenway, it could be a conditional offering. Again, however the board wants to go forward. But we do that with temporary grading easements, permanent drainage easements, things like that that are outside the right-of-way. And it's certainly easy enough to describe it.
Yeah, I guess when I talked to the person from the county, he essentially said, if you want to go in there and negotiate with them before we execute this agreement, you can do that. But otherwise, we're just going to execute
they
so
didn't give
the
you
preservation.
They didn't give you any indication as to when the settlement date is?
I think it's going to be spring of next year. Of 2024,
they're gonna have settlement date.
Yeah, it's still a few months. It's still a few okay. months out. Is what he had indicated.
Okay. Public comments, Frank. Do you want to?
Yes. Can you explain this preservation act? We kind of got a gist of it.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
So I guess I have two concerns. So. You're buying the rights for this piece of property, right?
The county is.
The county. Mm-hmm. And then they want you to, us to give a little bit, right?
Right.
So that's for development rights.
Right.
But somewhere along this whole conversation, spinning up in my head, that somebody can still, somebody with a big, deep pockets can come back and buy this property and buy the rights back by paying a lot of...
No.
But why are we talking houses then?
It's not like clean and green.
So...
Yeah, well, maybe I don't know what clean and green and what preservation and...
What, once the county buys the development rights of this property, they're forever gone. They can never develop that property with additional homes. But also, the property can't be developed with a public trail either. That's considered development, and it's not allowed on these farmland properties. So by the county not checking in with the township first of all, you know, early in the process and looking at our comp plan to see if we have any, you know, things identified in this area, they just went forward and, you know, they're offering them this amount of money for preservation. The interesting thing to me is the people who own this property have only owned it for like 2 years. So it's almost like they bought it knowing that this was an opportunity and they're getting like 2/3 of their money back essentially from what they paid for this property. It's interesting.
What is the total amount they're being paid?
I believe it's, let me just look and see.
6,800.
Sorry.
Maybe straighten me out on this too. So this preservative farmland. Now, in conversations at all, it kind of gives a farmer the right to do what they want, like farming middle of the night, spraying, doing whatever, because it falls in this farm preservation.
Am I right? No. They're covered under the Ag Act for what they do on the farm.
But if they want to kill or do something 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, doesn't that fall under somebody's, and they're allowed to do it? That's kind of what I kind of...
The property is already under the Ag Act, so all their farming would be covered under that. This wouldn't change any of that. They just won't be able to develop the property. That's all this changes.
So they're getting about $563,000. So maybe it's more like half what they pay.
Half of what they pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still not not a bad deal.
Okay.
Wish I was that clever.
Other public comments? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look, I mean, I don't think we need to make a decision on this right now, do we?
No, you don't. We can push it out. I mean, and if, you know, if you want, I can reach out to Senator Pennychuk again and, you know, look in and see if there might be an alternative.
I'd say try that before we
vote
on this.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, if the settlement's not until spring, we got.
I don't think we should shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, it's going to be protected property, right? But
right.
The question is, how do we figure out what there was a plan set in motion to have some type of walkway or bike path for people along the
township? It's not specific, right? The idea.
Somebody has to be able to work with us on that. I mean, it's not like it's a.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how much frontage are you talking?
It's a pretty good stretch. It's a pretty good stretch. I mean, I don't.
1,000 feet?
Probably at least. Probably more than that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good
maybe
property.
Even the landowner would like to say, you know, if we could.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly reach out to the landowner and send them a letter and, you know, see if they would consider anything.
Can't hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question? Since it's the county, can we ask the Planning Commission, who has our comp plan, to go to bat for us, too?
Yeah, the Township Planning Commission?
Eric, the County Planning
Commission. Oh, the County Planning Commission.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, I can reach out to Eric and see.
I don't think we should make a motion.
Might as well.
Just let those two departments fight it, too.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Is there going to be a considerable difference in tax revenue that the township's going to lose on this by signing off on this?
It's possible. Yeah, I mean,
so that
we
might
can,
be a
we
bargaining
take a
chip
look.
For the trail, too.
Yeah.
Tracy, excuse me. Is there any chance of putting together a counter proposal in which you agree to fund it, providing you've been told it's take it or leave it, but can you counter and maybe contact somebody in the county to say, we'll be happy to donate this or offer this purchase, our part of the purchase, with the understanding that we have rights to the future greenway?
Well, we can. The issue is the township doesn't normally contribute to these purchases. So, you know, we don't have $84,000 necessarily available.
But really, I mean, would it really cost that much? Buy the property that we want for our greenway.
A good
well, let me go ahead and reach out to a few people and see if we can maybe try to get somebody's attention on this. Okay, and I'll send a letter to.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Execution of payment agreement with Girl Scouts for Township portion of purchase of easement.
So this is one that the township did agree to several years ago. So for the Girl Scout camp, Upper Frederick Township is joining with Natural Lands Trust, the county, New Hanover Township, and possibly Limerick Township to, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. No,
okay,
so it's
not Limerick.
Hanover.
Okay. To purchase development rights from the Camp Laughing Waters so that they can develop. And part of that negotiation is actually a trail along the perimeter connecting over to New Hanover. So we have actually already made our first installment in 2022 of $26,000 approximately. We have three installments to make. So we have offered to contribute just over, I think, about $78,000. so we've made the first installment last year. But it's taken 10 months, I guess, to finally get all the fine-tune the details of the actual agreement. So this is finally the agreement. We are due to make our second payment probably next month, and then we'll have one more in 2024 to make. So this is really just kind of executing something that's already been kind of underway.
Right. Okay. But this has given us parkland.
Right. This trails. One, yeah, this investment actually is we will be getting a connector.
Yep.
So the idea is there will probably be a trailhead on Colonial and ultimately we can tie it into Wayland Park and then maybe up to Spielhofer. So this actually has, you know, right, some good benefit for the township.
And also, I believe Upper Fred is contributing significantly less than New
Haven. Oh, yeah.
Just correct, simply
prorating it.
Right.
And I believe the only portion that would have public access is that trail. Because
correct,
of concern
that's
Girl
right.
Scout,
yeah. So it will be on the kind of the southerly edge of the property on the opposite side of Swamp Creek.
Right.
So
which
below,
gives you access to the creek and everything else that we'll have to now.
I remember some of the discussion about that too, and if you think about what's been the hot topic lately over the past couple of months was what's happening along Big Road there in Colonial. And I think that the fear several years ago before this came back was they didn't want to see anything like that anymore happen. So the idea of buying those development rights, and the Girl Scouts weren't interested anyway, would kind of seal the deal. So I'm sure, you know, it'd be interesting to see how the township might think if you had the opportunity to buy development rights there too, then you wouldn't have had these discussions over the past couple of months. So.
Yeah. Plus, you know, it stops them from selling the property and having it developed at this
sure
point.
Right.
Sure.
Like, how much of that property is in our township?
I think a third of it is in our township, something like that, the way
yeah
it works out.
I'm not sure much of the trail will actually be in our township because it's going to be on the far side of Swamp Creek, but it will be able to connect into Wayland.
And if I remember correctly, they were talking about putting a parking lot down there to access the trail. And
right, so I anticipate
it's not just doing the trail, it's should be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Questions or comments? Public comments? Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve the installment agreement with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. old business. 2024 budget discussion. Continuation.
So with this, really I'm sort of just looking for some guidance from the board as to whether or not you'd like to have a special budget meeting between now and your workshop session on November 2nd to continue talking about the budget. We did cover a lot last week. We still need to kind of incorporate some of those things into the budget and kind of see where that puts us. We're probably okay for November 2nd, but if you'd like to do a special meeting before that, we could always schedule that.
Do you think we need one? I think we got a lot of the issues resolved. Are we not going to, I guess the question is, do we think we're going to need another meeting if there's something that's not going to get hashed out?
Well, maybe not. I mean, really, it's just going to be a matter of kind of pulling together those road projects and how we want to disperse those, going over the cost proposals for the renovations next door. So, I mean, we could just plan on having November 2nd be a budget meeting, and if we need to do another one, maybe we do it after that, but before your regular November. So we'll kind of have to do them too close together. So how about that? We just continue it to November 2nd.
I think November 2nd is fine.
Yep.
Fine?
I'm good with that.
All right.
That's what we'll do. Okay. All right, Perky Crossing sewer rate increase discussion.
All right, so I met with the Homeowners Association over at Perk Crossing on Tuesday night, and I think it was a pretty positive meeting. I did a PowerPoint kind of outlining the current state of the budget for the water and the sewer, talked about kind of our projections with different rate increase scenarios and kind of where that puts us for the water and sewer, and then we talked about the water project and the grants that we're going to be applying for. I think the feedback was very positive. The Homeowners Association, once we went through all those numbers, they seemed to be understanding that an increase of $10 a month for sewer rates is probably the right amount given, you know, the deficit that we have for sewer and the need for future reserves that we need to be thinking about. We also talked about developing a better long-term plan for both the water and the sewer plant so that we can really kind of map out over many years what we expect wear and tear and replacement and get a really a much better idea of long-term what we're looking at. So they seem to be supportive of an increase of $10 a month for sewer rates, and our lower scenario for water rate increases was a $2 increase to the base fee plus a $2 increase per 1,000 gallons. They seem to think it made sense to go ahead and implement that as at the same time as implementing the sewer fee, so that we can build that reserve up for this project to try to minimize the impact of the project on the residents going forward.
And for the, so I know we have some new phases in here tonight since we've been discussing this. The rates had not been increased for 10 years.
More than 10 years.
So they had not kept up.
Exactly. And so we are in the negative in our sewer account, and so we're having to borrow money from our water reserves to cover our sewer at this point.
So, yeah, I mean, if we had rate increases over those past 10 years incrementally,
we would
be in a better situation.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Questions or comments?
Nope.
Public go ahead.
You're talking about future planning, too. I think, I don't know what your plan is here, but I think you should at least have a conversation with the HOA and say in a year or two. I mean, does this go as a no increase for the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
It doesn't.
I mean, we'll build up the reserves in the account, you know, enough to cover it if there's a catastrophic failure with sewer again or anything.
Well, so if there's a catastrophic failure with sewer soon, then we're in a pickle.
Sure. But I'm talking about, you know, it sounds like
You and I had talked about the possibility of, you know, implementing these increases, but then maybe also saying in 2 years, let's expect another maybe $2 increase for each. And then after that, it gets reevaluated. I mean, if you guys want to do that,
it's going to get evaluated every year at this point. Every budget, it gets reevaluated.
Sure. Yeah, right. That probably makes sense. You know, the challenge is there's a lot of unknowns, right? We don't know if we're going to get that $1 million grant. We don't know if PennVest will give us some additional grants as part of the financing. So we have a few unknowns. You know, with the $10 increase for sewer, you know, in 5 years, in 2028, when the debt for sewer is paid off, we can start building the reserve again. But it will take a while. With the $2 increase for water, the way that we had mapped that out over the next 10 years, we have a slight negative balance, but we have about a $500,000 of reserve that could be used to offset that. So at that point, we would certainly need to look at the possibility of another rate increase if we weren't able to get any of the grant funding. So
revisit it at the next budget meeting next year.
I think that's safe. I mean, because especially at that point, we should have a lot more information about the grants and the loan and have a firmer idea. I mean, at this point, we're trying to sort of assume, our assumptions are based on no grants and just loans. And we can squeak by.
Right.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. Any public comments on this discussion item?
You had mentioned a while back that they owe you money from August and September. What was that for?
For sewer. So for Perkiomen Crossing sewer, they're in the negative, I think, about $20,000. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use our water reserve from Perk Crossing to cover that. So it'll all be within Perk Crossing.
Okay.
For Ivy Ridge, they had a major electric and communication meltdown, literally underground. And so we had to do an emergency repair of $40,000. So they are in the negative 23,000, I think, right now, roughly. And our general fund is fronting that, and we're just going to have to pay it back from Ivy Ridge over time. Because the challenge with that sewer is that the residents in that development are already paying $100 a month for sewer. And to increase it more is really a big hit. And so what we've discussed is just using general fund to cover it until we can get Ivy Ridge to pay it back.
So they're paying $100 a month. Is that comparable to what the people in the Brookhaven Crossings are paying?
It's quite a bit more. Yeah. So right now, Perk Crossing is paying $66 a month for sewer, and the proposal is to increase it $10 a month. So it would be $76 a month.
And part of the reason why Ivy Ridge has higher costs is because of the number of properties that are sharing the plant.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. So there's only, I think, 47 homes in there that have to pay for that whole sewer plant, as opposed to Perk Crossing has 330 homes, and so they can share the cost better. Yeah, sure.
Any other comments?
Just the killer, too, of the pricing of parks now since COVID probably tripled.
Yep.
What you got for, you know, a pump and everything, and lead time is ridiculous. So
right.
Yeah. Well, that's why we need you to make sure we have information before it breaks.
We're working.
Well, and that's the reason, you know, that we've talked about trying to get this long-term plan in place. So, right, so we're not fixing the problem, we're anticipating it before it becomes a problem and can get a better price and all of that. So.
And the water pressure change when you got the new pump in was insane. It really was. It was this is what it used to be.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Well, the great thing is we just got the email today that the second pump came in, so that should get installed in the next couple of weeks. So pressure should be solid, and then we can allow the fire company to go back to drawing water out of the hydrants once we get that second pump in there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're good. We're going to move on. Upcoming meetings, Parks Board meeting October 17th, 6 p.m. Planning Commission meeting October 26th, 7 p.m. Board of Supervisors workshop meetings November 2nd, 7 p.m.
Can I just ask a question? Did you want to make a motion on the rates for Perk Crossing at this point, or hold off?
When we do the budget, it'll be finalizing the budget. Once we approve the budget with the rate increases, right? We don't need it.
I'm picking for notification purposes. So if you were to take action tonight to say, you would say effective January 1st, these are the rates we intend to go to, and that would give us time to get letters in the next bill in November and give people a good advance, a couple months advance notice.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I'm glad you thought of it.
That'd be great.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion I'll make a motion to approve rate increases for Perkiomen Crossings for $10 a month for sewer, and a rate increase of a base of $2 and a $2 per 1,000 gallons of use for water. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And those are to take effect January 1st, correct?
Take effect January 1st.
Okay. All right. And I think I still need to come back with a resolution for next month to have a resolution for that, but at least this way we can prepare those letters and let people know that that's where it's going to be, so they have time to prepare. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Phone's going to ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we need an executive session?
I believe.
Yes.
The request you, when you do your motion to adjourn to executive session for a short executive session related to potential litigation.
Okay. All right, then I will make a motion to adjourn our regular meeting and move to executive session for potential litigation.
We're adjourning to the executive session with no intention to return. And no action expected to be taken.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody, for coming.